Welcome back. This is program number 13 in our Accelerated NLP training series, and we're going to talk next, as we continue our section on reframing, we're going to talk next about a couple of techniques. The first one is parts integration. To me, parts integration is one of the more important techniques of NLP, if not one of the most. Outside of timeline therapy, it's one of the ones that I use a lot. I can't say I use it almost every time, but I use it just about most often when I'm working with clients that have some particularly difficult conflicts at the unconscious level. So I think the first thing you want to do is turn to page 73, and let's talk a little bit about parts. Parts are part of the unconscious mind. I think we can safely say that a part is a part of the unconscious mind. I got to tell you a funny story. When I took my NLP practitioner training, I asked the person who was training me, I said, what's a part? And he said, shut up. So I really had to, that really spurred me on to asking myself and beginning to think about this notion of parts at the unconscious level. I'd like to talk just a little bit first, before we begin, about the notion of parts and where they lie at the unconscious level and essentially how they work. So parts are a part of the unconscious mind. And if you look at page 13, slide page 13 in the back of the book, slide number 75, you'll notice it says parts there and has a diagram. Imagine for a moment that that slide is totally blank. That totally blank slide would be your unconscious mind. That would be your unconscious mind. And your unconscious mind, prior to any experience and prior to any, shall we say, disintegration. Now, what happens is oftentimes then there's a part which is formed in the unconscious mind. And a part is actually part of the nervous system, part of the unconscious mind, but it's become functionally detached. Functional means software in this case. It's become functionally detached from the rest of the unconscious mind. So some communication which was supposed to begin at the lower left there where that little arrow says communication, and it moves straight. Originally, that communication perhaps was intended to move straight through, but it bumps into the part and then it goes awry. It gets that dashed line. It moves off in a different direction and doesn't fully go through the nervous system easily or very cleanly. So a part is some sort of functional blockage. It's a functional blockage that has been superimposed on the nervous system and which interferes with the flow of information through the neural network pathways. So information which is supposed to flow smoothly through the neural nets is going to be jammed up by a part. It's going to be gummed up and won't flow through the neural network smoothly. So in essence, parts integration in theory should remove the blockages in the nervous system and allow the neural network information to flow smoothly through the neural network. That would be very exciting because what that means is that a parts integration will actually improve our physiological energy and our psychological health, which of course, if you've ever had a really good parts integration done with you, it really does do that. It really takes and moves the energy through you and begins to make it so that it begins to move freely and smoothly through. Now, so what we're saying is that a part is part of the unconscious mind. It's become functionally detached from the rest of the nervous system, and it blocks up the flow of neural network information. A part always has a certain behavior that it produces. And usually if the part is part of a presenting problem, that behavior which the part is producing, the client doesn't like it very much. So it's part of the presenting problem. And in that sense, it's something the client would like to get rid of or like not to have anymore. And the client will say, gee, I just don't want to do that sort of thing anymore. Or I just don't want to feel that certain way anymore. And parts themselves often have their own values and belief systems and their own functional approach to life. And oftentimes when we pop into a part or when that part gets activated in us, it's pretty tough for us to then get out of it. And so we act in that way for a lot longer than we'd like to. And so that's the problem with parts. I think the part itself gets higher and higher boundaries the more that we are able to, the more we act inside the part. So a part which is a brand new part that was just formed, say, recently, will have the client being able to get out of it a lot more easily than a part which the client's been doing for a long time. a part which has been part of the client for a long, long time, the client may find harder and harder to get out of, because the more the client does it, the more the client does that behavior in that way, working with that part, the more the client is going to activate those neural networks and they're going to get traced in, as it were. So parts integration is very, very valuable for undoing that sort of thing. Oh, here's something else about parts integration that I really, really like. And I think this is important. The more parts we've got at the unconscious level, the more chances there are for incongruency. Now, you'll remember, if you go back and remember what we talked about during the presuppositions of NLP, and on page 12, we said all procedures should increase wholeness. In that sense, a part decreases wholeness. So anytime we have a part at the unconscious level, we're going to have a possibility of increased conflict. And anytime there's a possibility of increased conflict, what we have is a decrease of congruency. Now think about that for a moment. Anytime you have incongruency or not congruency at the unconscious level, you have an increased possibility of incongruent behavior. So the remedy for incongruent behavior is definitely always a parts integration. So imagine this. What would happen if you personally, as a practitioner of NLP, and your clients, of course, as people who come to you and get great results, that you and your clients could both get rid of all your incongruencies? Wouldn't that be great? And what if we could just simply get rid of all the conflicts at the unconscious level? Whew, what a trip. So that's essentially what parts integration is about. It's about getting rid of any incongruences at the unconscious level. And it's also about being able to take and smooth out those sort of wrinkles, as it were. Smooth out the wrinkles of incongruency. Smooth out the incongruent behavior. If you have a manager or a salesperson come to you and they say, I'm incongruent and everybody knows it, I had a couple of clients like that, then parts integration is certainly the answer. A client who says, I'm really conflicted, parts integration is absolutely the answer. A client who says, well, you know, I feel I could do this, but I could do this. Parts integration is definitely the answer. Client who says, I don't know which way to turn. I can't choose. And parts integration is really the answer. Parts integration is the answer for a lot of things that involve conflict at the unconscious level. And what's so exciting about this to me is that a parts integration definitely increases the congruency. And so it's something that I think most people want more congruency. I think most people I talk to would like to be more congruent, would like to be more aligned inside themselves, would like to really feel inside themselves a sort of alignment and a wholeness that we seek. And so parts integration is totally about that. All right, as long as we're here, let's look at page 13, slide page 13, a wall chart or slide number 76. And you'll see there's a diagram here. It says parts integration, then it's got a line with a X and a Y and an A and a B. Now, if you assume that X and Y are the full range of what the nervous system is capable, and see where it says zero and then infinity. So assuming the nervous system is fully capable of doing all the way from X to Y, although probably it will never quite reach infinity and probably never quite reach zero. But let's assume for a moment that we've picked up the full range of which the nervous system is capable. Then if we integrate two parts at A and B, we will not get as wide an integration or as deep an integration or as profound an integration if we get two parts which we integrate at X and Y. I wanted to point that out to you also before we actually begin the process, because that's also a real important part of parts integration. Being able to get the most widely separated possible level of parts in the process, because what it's going to do is it's going to pull in more neural networks, and it's going to bring more profound integration of the pairs of opposites at the unconscious level. And we're interested in all of that. Okay, let's go back to page number 73 now and take a look at what we've got.